Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you, Jesus. You know, tonight, here in Kansas City, at Amazing Grace from Heaven, the family and friends night for God. Amen. Family and friends night for God. Amen. And people coming across the country. I told the people on the prayer line just a moment ago before you all joined us on the blog that I had someone to come in yesterday from California, come in to worship God. Amen. See, I want to just thank God for all of you who are coming together. Now, this is a day and time that what the enemy has been doing for ages, for centuries, for eras, is being defied by the saints of God. He's been trying to keep God's people separated because he knows their strength. And when we come together, together we stand, divided we fall. All these years, all these decades, all these centuries, all these eras, one of his main weapons is to divide the people of God. He doesn't want anybody who loves the Lord to come together with somebody else who loves the Lord. Regardless of denomination, regardless of church affiliation, regardless of background, he uses all these things to keep us separated. I'm this, and I'm that, and I can't fellowship with you because we this denomination, we that denomination. Who you think? You think that's God? I think we all have preferences, yes. But for that to be used to keep us apart, I don't really believe God did that. I don't believe God said, I don't want y'all to fellowship with this. I don't want y'all to fellowship with this. No. Don't fellowship. No, I don't think that's God. I think that's the enemy. I think the enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy. I don't believe God does that. And the enemy doesn't want God's people to come together because he knows we'll be stronger together. How do you think the lesbians and the homosexuals, the gays, got a same-sex marriage approved? They came together. They marched on the White House and made those congressmen and senators and whatever, made them take note that there was a lot of strength in the lesbian and gays marching together. The only people that can't seem to get together are the Christians. Yeah. The Moonies got together and had a wedding of 500 people. Yeah, they came together. The Gamblers Anonymous came together, and they gambled all day long, my Lord. And why can't the saints get together and fight the devil? Well, it's the enemy that tries to keep us apart, amen, because he doesn't want us to be strong. But thank God we're having a family and friends night for God tonight, and people from different walks of life are coming together. Want us to hold hands together. I want people, different denominations, to hold hands together and pray unto the same. We pray to the same God. Yeah. We are praising the same God. Why can't we do it together? So I'm to come together. And this is not about our church. This is not about Bernard Johnson. This is about the Lord. Amen. And so I'm excited about it. Amen. The Lord just behind it, and let me tell you, we're doing what the enemy has been trying to stop since the beginning of time. Yeah, he was up in heaven trying to stop praise. He wants the people of God to praise God. He said, praise me. I'm a beautiful one. I got everything going on for me. And convince one third of the heavenly host. See, that's why I know you're going to have a mind up in heaven. Yeah, you'll be able to think. You'll be able to praise and you'll know what's going on. And those people, you'll need some directions because you've never been to heaven. And those people who won't take directions won't be there because you're going to have to take directions in heaven. They're going to tell you how to get around heaven, show you around the place where you've never been to before. But the devil was trying to stop praise. And he's trying to do it down here. But God's people are praising him regardless. And we're praying together. Let's pray right now together. Amen. Let's pray right now. Heavenly Father, oh my, we just love you. We just praise you. We salute you, Lord. Oh, you're the greatest general ever known in the history of the world. And this is not a 40-star general. God, you're above a 10-star. And we just love you. You're our hero. You're the one we worship. You're the one we praise and give the glory to. Lord, our knees bow to you to say that you are God. You're the only true and living God. Yeah, we praise you. We glorify you. We give you all the adoration. Thank you for the privilege of even talking to me. You held out your scepter to me. Thank you for allowing me to come before you. And all these precious people on the front line, you held out your scepter to them. The King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, held out his scepter to us and said, come on. And you no longer have to wait for the priest to go into the Holy of Holies. Just come on, step in him, because Jesus paid it all. Thank you, Lord. Yes. Yeah. God, I pray for the people on this front line this morning. I feel like you're saying this to me, that I'm going to pray for the children, somebody's child that's in trouble. I feel you in the spirit realm. Yeah, you've been going through. Yeah, you've really been going through. Oh, God, touch in the name of Jesus. Help. Turn that boy around. Turn that girl around in the name of Jesus. Lord, don't let the enemy destroy him. I see why. Yeah, he sees that anointing on your child. Your child was anointed since birth to be great in God. And the devil saw it and has been fighting your child ever since. God, send them help, 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 help. Demons fighting against them. They need angelic help. And angels defeated the devil before. I know he's scared of them. Send your blessed angels, those strong angels, to defeat him again in the life of their child, in Jesus' name. Give them a miracle like they never seen in 2015. Oh my God. I even, Lord, thank you. Doing this prayer, you need to let me see that there have been attacks on that child's life. Oh my God. The enemy meant to kill him, take him out of here. But God, your hand was held over him, and the enemy could not do it. Thank you for it. I pray that you give that mother, that father, his heart's desire in the name of Jesus. Save from the guttermost of the uttermost. Let him overcome everything that the enemy has tried to do, whatever it is. Let them overcome all of the habits that the enemy has tried to put on them. Let them overcome in the name of Jesus. Save them, Lord. And not only save them, but fill them with the Holy Ghost, their keeping power. Be their comforter. Be their guide in the name of Jesus. And now, Lord, every person on this line that is taking time out for you, I'm asking you to give them a bountiful blessing. Let this day be a bumper day for them. God, they've had some bad days. I see that. But now I'm asking you that you let your creative ability in the lives of people have take place in Jesus' name. Because you didn't create them to have all bad days, but you also created good and evil. Let the good days come now. Find the devil in Jesus' name. Give blessings where there has been defeat. Oh God, help them. Victory over this, victory over that. Raise them up where they belong, in Jesus' name. Yeah. Cover them with the blood of Jesus. Oh, God. Bless them in the name of Jesus. Lift them up in Jesus' mighty name. And God, we give you the glory. We give you the praise. We give you the adoration. Remember those who are incarcerated. God, facing all those struggles and trials and tribulations, and having to bow to this one and that, God. But I pray, God, that you let your protecting hand be there and bring them out safely, I pray. Bless, 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 in Jesus' name. Now, Lord, those who are sick, raise them up, heal their bodies. The afflicted, raise them up, heal their bodies. Give those strength to those who are weak. Strengthen those legs, Lord. Strengthen those arms. Strengthen the whole body. in the name of Jesus. Those who are aching, oh God, send healing back to the bomb from Gilead in the name of Jesus. And the oil and the anointing be upon them. Touch them with your kingdom love. Touch, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we pray. And thank you for it. We do ask you properly for Jesus. You did say, if we ask you anything in your name, you would do it, that the Father may be glorified. We're asking you in your name, Jesus, for the glory of the Father, all these things to be done. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank God, thank God, thank God. And good morning to all of you on the prayer line. Y'all awake this morning. Good morning to you. Y'all speak.
Good morning.
And let's speak to the Lord. He's in your room. Lord, thank you. And good morning to you, Lord. Good morning. Good morning, Lord. Good morning, Lord. Everybody speak to the Lord. Good morning, Lord. Good morning, Lord. Did you have a prayer for him? Amen. I keep telling y'all that when I say praise check, that's the time to see what level your praise is on. Do you have a high praise this morning? If you do, why don't you let it ring out and let God hear it, that you're praising him, thanking him for life, health, and for strength, and for being able to walk and talk and see and hear, to be able to breathe, and your heart beat all night long. You didn't even know it was beating. But here you are this morning. You owe him a praise. Here we go. Come on, let's do it. Praise check, everybody. Praise check. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We praise you. Thank you. We praise you. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. We praise you. Thank God. Hallelujah. Well, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody. Thank you for the anointing. Praise the Lord, everybody. We're going to move into another form of praise this morning. I don't know. I'm going to check and see if Elder Owens, Pastor Owens, is on the line this morning. Are you there?
I'm here, Pastor John.
God bless you. Amen. Just before we hear our special guest speaker here, and I'll introduce him in just a moment, let's get a station identification. Many of you are just joining the line. And I want to say to you that this is the time when many people don't have a church over there in Africa and India and many other places. And this is their only church. And so you want to be able to praise him with the people, and remember that you're praising God for people, and this is their only church when they hear this prayer line. So make sure that you join us to praise God, not just for yourself, but praise him until God gives a miracle to somebody else. Amen. That's what we call being compassionate. God bless you. All right, give us our station identification, Ambassador Dr. Julie Hagan, and then we'll move on. All right, are you there?
All praise and magnificent the name of the Lord. God bless you. We do honor the presence of the Lord on the line today. We thank God for our Chief International Ambassador, Chief Ambassador Dr. Bernard Johnson. We thank God for him. We thank God, amen, for Ambassador Lady Betty, First Lady of this ministry. We give God praise. We thank God, amen, for Mother Adelie Johnson, Mother to the Nations. Thank God for how he's healed her body. We thank God for all the ambassadors elect. Thank God, amen, for Ambassador Dr. Bishop Hagan, my husband. Thank God, amen, for everyone that are listening from whatever country, whatever region, whatever precinct or jurisdiction. Glory to God. We just thank God for each and every one of you. Yes, we're broadcasting here, and we are live at the studio, blog, talk video. Glory be to God. You can reach us. We're here live in the studio. The number to dial in is 347-934-0207. We are live, and we are being heard all over the world. Can you imagine more than 100 million listeners and more than 194 countries? And the stats are constantly going up, up, up on a daily basis. I'm telling you, we thank God for our Chief International Ambassador, who's doing an excellent job in getting this message across. And I'm telling you, even celebrities are taking on this that God has given to you. And we thank you, and may God forever bless you. Oh, my. Back to you, Chief.
And thank you so much. You're doing a wonderful job. And to you who are listening all over the world, let me just say to you that we approach you as a lamb coming to all of you who are shepherds and shepherdess and so many other people of different walks of life. I humble myself before you. I know that you're busy and everybody is busy, but you're coming to be a part of this prayer line. Even in Hollywood, we greet you, and to all parts of the world, we greet you. May the Lord bless you real good. And to the special wife of this great man who's about to speak, Sister Owens, I almost called you Mother Owens, but Sister Owens, we do greet you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. This great pastor pastored for 30-something years. I don't know the exact number, but he has been on the battlefield for the Lord many, many years. He's preached all over the country, and we're just so fortunate to have him on the blog line and the prayer line hooked together this morning. All the listeners coming from everywhere. And some time ago, a few years ago, he honored me, and I'm still honored that he said that God had allowed he and his wife to come and to worship with us at Amazing Grace. And he's a man of great wisdom. Amen. Been pastoring far, far longer than I've been pastoring. And he shared so many things with me. I appreciate it so very, very much. I want you to receive him this morning. You have about 30 minutes, Pastor Owens, and we just welcome you. This is Pastor John Owens, and we surrender the line to him this morning to bless the people. Whatever God gives you is fine. Amen. No specific instructions. Whatever the Lord gave you, that's good. Amen. You have about 30 minutes. God bless you. The line is open to you, Pastor Owens.
God bless you, Pastor Johnson. May God bless all of his people here, there, and everywhere. What a joy it is to greet God's people on this beautiful Thursday morning. The Lord is good, and his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. Thank God for his mercy and for his grace and for his unfailing love and kindness. I want you to thank Dr. Johnson for allowing me this opportunity to share the Word of God for the few minutes. And I'm just delighted to know that this ministry of the gospel of Jesus Christ, is going over all the, is going over the entire world through the efforts of Dr. Johnson and his wonderful team. So may the Lord bless you, not only this day, but even in days to come. Let me read a couple of scriptures from the Holy Bible, just to share a few things with you from the book of Hebrews, chapter 2. Verses 9 and 10, and from the book of Hebrews, again, chapter 12, verses 1, 2, and 3. If you can, and you have your Bibles, you can read along with us. But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he, by the grace of God, should taste death for every man. For it became him for whom are all things, and by whom are all things, in bringing many sons into glory, to make the captain of their salvation perfect through suffering. Hebrews 12, 1, 2, and 3. Therefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us. And let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of God. The shame and joy of the cross. Dear Lord, we thank you for this opportunity to share from your word. Give us clarity, understanding, and expression, we pray this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. For our meditation, just for a little while, we want to talk about the shame and joy of the cross. The shame and joy of the cross. The shame and joy of the cross. The apostle tells us to consider him. Take a good look at carefully and seriously. Consider Jesus. And we're going to do that just for a little while as we share with you this meditation. Amazing grace, the love of God that passes knowledge. This amazing grace and love of God, the Bible says the prophets have inquired and looked diligently who prophesied of the grace that should come unto us. Even these things the angels desired to look into. The angels wanted to know about this amazing grace of God. The angels were there, have been with God all from the beginning, but they had never seen anything like this amazing grace of God. So they desire to look into this love of God. God commended his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. But before we can get a right view of the love of Jesus, we must to some extent understand his previous glory, his pre-existence. By him were the heavens made and all the hosts thereby, by his power. He hanged the earth upon nothing. And he upholdeth all things by the word of his power. For by him were all things made that are in heaven and that are on earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions, or principalities or powers. All things were created by him and for him. And he is before all things, and by him all things consist. By Jesus all things hold together. John said in his writing, chapter 17 and 5, he records the prayer of Jesus. And now, O Father, says Jesus, glorify thou me with thine own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was. Before he, Jesus, became a babe in Bethlehem, he was enthroned in the highest heavens. He was very God of very God. There he received the praises of angels, archangels, cherubim, seraphim. The Bible said that when God brings in the first begotten into the world, he said, and let all the angels of God worship him. Unto the Son he declared, thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. The sceptic of righteousness is the sceptic of thy kingdom. For the Son of God to become a man was something, but to become a man of sorrow was much more. To bleed and die and suffer, certainly this was much for him who was the very Son of God. To endure as he did, a life and death of shame, and to die a death of desertion by both man and God. For I hear him in his prayer ask, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Surely this was the lowest depth of condescending. But it became him, the author and finisher of our faith, to die such a death. So Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many, and unto them that look for him, till he appear the second time without sin unto salvation. It behooved him to die. So we must try to understand first the infinite height, then the infinite depth. Then and only then can we understand and appreciate the amazing grace of God and the love of Jesus Christ. As we try to understand from whence he came and to where he came, we will cry out, as did the apostle, oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God, and his ways are past finding out. Shame, shame, shame. Shame is a terrible thing to endure, yet Christ endured it. Many proud souls have been subdued and brought low when once subjected to it. Shame and embarrassment, humiliation, disgrace. But Jesus endured the shame. He stripped himself of all he had in heaven. He laid aside his royal diadem for mankind. And I hear him say, the foxes have holes, the birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has no place to lay his head. This King of Kings and Lord of Lords was born in the stable. Yes, he became poor that we might become rich. Shame. He in whom was no sin, who had done no wrong, only one about doing good. No guile was found in his mouth. Yet he was charged with the blackest kind of sin, blasphemy. Matthew 9:3 reads, and behold, certain of the scribes said within themselves, this man blasphemed. Then the high priest rent his clothes and said, what need have we for the witness? Ye have heard the blasphemy. What think ye? And they all condemned him guilty of death. Oh, what shame. And when he was questioned about taxes, Jesus responded, render therefore to Caesar the things which are Caesar, and to God the things that are God. The people declared he was a traitor to the government of Caesar, that he stirred up the people, declaring he was a king. Yet Jesus taught in their places of worship, my kingdom is not of this world, else with my servants fight. Shame, shame, shame. They took him from judgment hall to judgment hall. And Herod with his men of war set him at naught and marked him and arrayed him in glorious robes and set him before and sent him again to Pilate. But he answered not a word. And was led the lamb to the slaughter, and like a sheep before her shearers is dumb. Shameful accusation. The Pharisees said, this fellow does not cast out devils, but belly. The prince of devils. They called him a glutton and a wine bibber. Yes, evil men stripped him of his garments. There he hung naked before the world. He who had clothes and liberties of the field now had nothing to clothe himself. He had made coats of skin in the garden for Adam and Eve when they were naked. He had taken them for them fig leaves, which they sought to hide. But now evil men carved his garments among themselves, and for his vesture they cast lots. So he hung exposed to the world naked. Oh, what shame. They mocked him, both human and divine. When he hung upon the cross, they said, if thou be the Son of God, come down from the cross, and we will believe thee. He who fills all things, by whom all things exist. They laughed at him and they mocked him. His own creation laughed at him and mocked him. Oh, what shame. But he endured the shame. He endured the shame. Christ was a king, born king. But why was his honor? They crowned him with crowns of thorns. King of kings, Lord of lords. heaven for his praise and adoration, the smiting of filthy hands, the spittle of guilty mouths. Yes, they mocked him, giving him vinegar to drink, mingled with gall. And they sit down and watch. They blindfold him, shut out the light of heaven from his eyes, and then smote him and buffeted him with their hands and said, prophesy unto us, who smote thee? They mocked him, thou be the Christ. Save thyself and us. He saved others, himself he cannot save. Shame, shame, the great high priest of our profession, the perfect Lamb of God to take away the sins of the world, mocked, and shamed before his creation. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquity. Chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. They nailed him to a cross. Shame, shame, shame. They mocked him. They mocked his dying prayer. Here, about that ninth hour, Jesus cried with a loud voice, saying, Elias, Elias, lama sabachthani, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? And they said, let us see whether Elias will come to save him. They said, he endured the cross, despising the shame. The cross. He endured the shame of the cross, the shame of the cross. The crucifixion was looked upon as the most terrible, frightful of all punishment, but yet he endured the cross. Jesus endured the cross with all of his shame, with all of his pain. He had done no sin, but there he was, carrying his own cross to the common place of execution, Calvary. He was put to death at the time when the city was full of people, men and women from every nation in the world, were there to behold this spectacle. Hanging there between two thieves, oh, what shame. That he is alone, forsaken of both God and man. He was bruised, trodden down, body broken and torn and crushed. His soul was exceedingly sorrowful, even unto death. All the devils of hell came against him that day. Shame, 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 pain. But he endured the shame. He could cast off, but the cross he must carry. And to it he must be nailed. Moses wrote, and if a man have committed a sin worthy of death, and he be put to death, and thou hang him on the tree, his body shall not remain long night upon the tree, but thou shalt in no wise bury him that day. For he that hangeth on the tree is accursed by God. Paul would later write, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. He has made the curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on the cross. Yet he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Shame, shame, shame he endured. Pain he suffered. But who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, the joy set before him. He had endured the shame for the joy that was set before him. Joy. Himself, I be lifted up, I'll draw all men. So the joy in bringing many sons to Christ, he endured the cross that he would bring many souls to Christ. It was a joy for him to bring his brethren to God, his Father, to reconcile the world unto himself. He came to see and to save that which was lost. So that was his joy, to seek and to save the lost. Oh, what joy it brought to him to see men and women, boys and girls brought back to God the Father. The joy that was set with him. The joy in doing the will of the Father that's in him. The joy to finish his work. For I hear him say, my meat, to do the will of him that sent me and to finish it. What joy it brought to him to finish his work. him say on the cross, it is finished, it is finished. He said, Lord, I come in the volume of the book. It's written of me to do thy will, O God. I delight to do thy will, what was the will of the Father, that none should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Yea, O my God, yea, thy law is within my heart. The joy, the joy, the joy that it brought him, the joy of being remitted, being reunited with his Father. He who had been separated from his Father for these 33 years now would be able to go back home to his Father and sit on the right hand of the throne, exalted by God. Wherefore God has highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus Christ every knee should bow, things in heaven, things in earth, and things under the earth, that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. And for joy brought him to create a new heaven and a new earth where dwelleth righteousness. The joy of revealing to the world the love of God. For it's only in the cross that we can see the true real love of God demonstrated. Jesus said, John said, in this was manifested the love of God toward us, because that God sent his Son, only begotten Son, into the world that we might live through him. Herein we love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the perpetuation for our sin. Joy, the joy that was set before him. And I hear him say to him that overcometh, when I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame, and I am set down with my Father in his throne. So as we close, I want to encourage you to be of good cheer, because Christ endured the cross, despising the shame, that you and I could come into fellowship with God the Father. So thanks be to God, which give us the victory through Jesus Christ our Lord. So because of the cross, because of the joy that it brought him, you and I can have a right to the tree of life. And I heard the writer say, behold, I saw a new heaven, and I saw a new earth where dwelleth righteousness. So one day, we're able to keep the faith in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that joy will be made complete. Christ will see you and I walking the gold streets of Jerusalem one day. So may God bless you through this short meditation. And as we consider him throughout our day, consider him and consider the shame and the joy that was before him, and the joy that he brings into our life every day. God bless you, and be good to yourself, and be good to one another, and the grace of our God forever will be yours, is my prayer. Thank you so very much.
And God bless you. That was Pastor John Owens of Kansas City, Kansas, and I want you to know that we really, really enjoyed you, Pastor Owens, the shame and the joy of the cross. My. You did a wonderful inspiration today. Oh, my God. And I know some people want to say a word of encouragement to you. Why don't we have two or three, and then we'll move into our praise reports. Anybody want to encourage the other ones? The line is open to you. Yeah, thank you, Jesus.
God bless you, Chief. This is Ambassador Stith from Arkansas, and God bless you, Minister Pastor Owens. I told you, you took me to the cross, and you took me to my knees, with tears rolling down my eyes, because we always need to be reminded of the cross and what he has done for us. And I look forward to that day when I see Jesus. God bless you, and keep delivering the cross message. God bless you.
Beautiful, beautiful. All right, another one. Anyone else want to say a word?
Well, praise the Lord. Good morning to you, Chief Ambassador, and all on the line. This is Ambassador Stern from North Chicago, Illinois, and to Pastor Amen. Praise the Lord. Owens, God bless you, and most of all, you bless me. And I thank and praise God for that, because these were the kind of messages that I was raised up on, and very, very few, amen, want to talk about the cross and the shame today, but it's still there. And thank God for your humility, your humbleness, and I just felt so much of God in you until I thank God that, amen, I do like to be around seasoned men and women of God, and that is what you are, a seasoned man of God. And God bless you. It did touch me, and it touched others. God bless you, Pastor Owens. We receive it. Amen.
Thank you.
Good morning.
God bless. Good morning.
This is Charlotte Gray from Kansas City, Missouri. I just want to say it. Pastor Owens, thank you so much for reminding us about the cross and the shame. And when we just have this type of shame and rejection in our life, that it is nothing compared to the cross. Thank you so much for reminding us. Thank you for that word. May God continue to ever use you. God bless you, Chief. Thank you.
God bless you. And we appreciate all of you. Another many, many, many others. But we're going to move to praise reports and have a few prayer requests this morning. So let's take a few minutes for praise reports, maybe two or three praise reports. Who has the Lord been good? I read that scripture on yesterday, amen, about how the Lord wants us to tell of his goodness, amen. That's Psalms, I believe, 107, how God has been so good to all of us that he wants us to make his goodness known to the people. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever, forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Let the redeemed of the Lord say something, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy. You know, we are all in the world. The devil tried to kill all of us, but God redeemed us. You ought to say something about how he blessed you. All right, let's have two or three prayers, of course. You want to tell of his goodness and all he's done to you. Is there one? Who's the first one? You have a praise report about how God's been good. If you just say, he woke me up this morning, that's a praise report. Amen. Give us a testimony. All right, who was the first
morning.
One?
Good morning.
Good morning.
I want to jump back in. This is Ambassador Eric Charlotte Gray from Kansas City, Missouri. I want to thank God personally this morning. My eye has been swollen since last Tuesday, and I still have got the cream for it. I've just been blessing my eye with the oil. My arm has a big bruise on it. Not sure how that got there. And then this morning I woke up and my whole hand was swollen. But I am giving God the glory. It is a thankful Thursday that he is yet healing me each time I attack, try to come. Lord, I thank you even the more, God, because I know you're healing me. Thank you, Lord Jesus. That is my praise report today. Thank you, God. God, I thank you. I don't want to share the faith. I just want to thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I just want to say that, and I also want to say, even on tonight, I've been trying to get this night off. I knew about it, but I do work in retail. I have a younger supervisor that is not as compassionate, but I am asking God to use me, even in this situation. Thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in my life, God. You're taking me on a journey of expectation. And I've heard it that the chief say down through the years, higher, 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 higher. But in order to be higher, you've got to be some lowness. I thank you, Lord, for the lowness. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Wonderful day. That's in your hands, chief.
Thank you. Thank you. I think she's referring to the night we're having the family and friends night for God at Amazing Grace here. And all of you who are coming, I just want to thank you in advance. We're just looking for high time in the Lord tonight, 7 p.m. Amen. Those who you have your instruments to find out how to get there, I want to give you the address, 2955 Cisna, C-I-S-S-N-A, 2955 Cisna, C-I-S-S-N-A. That's in Kansas City, Kansas. Yes, we're looking for you. God bless you. Let's do one more praise report, And the line is open to you. Who has that praise report? Want to tell of his goodness? Yeah, jump in. Good morning.
Good morning. This is
tell who you are.
This
where
is
you from?
Actress. Erico 912. Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Ambassador Johnson.
And what is 912? What city is that?
912 is Hinesville, Georgia.
All right. God bless you.
My cousin retired as a teacher, and I sent her $50. She called me up, and she said that she went to Walmart, and this man didn't have any gas, so she gave him $5. When she came home, her husband said, "There's a package for you." She opened the envelope, and there was $50. And she said, her husband told her, "See, he blessed you tenfold." She said it was a blessing. She was not expecting it. She just thanked God. She thanked me. She said, "Oh," she said, and I gave him my last. And I came out of Walmart. I gave him my last $5. So that I just want to give that praise report how good God is.
Yeah, miracles like you've never seen. Blessings like you've never seen in 2015.
Yeah.
That's a blessing. All right. Thank you so much. Is there anybody else who would like to tell of the goodness of Jesus? The line is open to you. We'll take one more. Anybody else?
This is Ambassador-elect Johnson in Texas, area code 325. True, I praise God for another time that he has blessed me, spared my life, being closed in my right mind with the activities of my limbs. I am grateful. I thank God because he blessed my mom. On yesterday, I was in the emergency room with her for several hours. But most of all, I'm grateful because I didn't have to leave her there. I brought her back home. So once again, God did it again for us. And I am so grateful. I'm so thankful for all the prayers. I just thank God because it's in him that I live, move, and have my being. Ask you to continue to pray for me. And I will continue to pray for you all.
Thank you so much. God bless you. All right. I do want to have some prayer this morning for those who need prayer for sure. I just make known your prayer request here. This is not a gossip line. We're not trying to find out your business so we can talk about it. No. We're just trying to know how to pray on target. So if you share it with us, it goes no further. Amen. But it does go to heaven. Amen. We ask the Lord to have his grace and mercy upon you and to do exceeding abundantly above all we can ask or even think. So if you have a prayer request, the line is open to you. Is there anybody who'd like to take those prayer requests and want to receive them?
Amen. Chief Ambassador, are you able to hear?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. This is Sister Larry in Grand Rapids, 616 area code. And I am requesting prayer for. Yes, sir. Grand Rapids, Michigan. And I am requesting prayer for men this morning, but specifically my two fathers, Deacon Harold Darden, my biological father, Melvin Clark, my children's father, Andre Mulder, and then my brother, Andrew Darden, but then all the men, but specifically those four men, they're four very important men in my life.
All right, God bless you. That's great. Amen. Yeah, we're praying for men. That's wonderful. All right, anybody else have a prayer request before we have prayer?
Sister
Peterson from Gary and Dan. Now, who is that in hospice?
My cousin, Billy Jean Wilson.
Your cousin?
Billy Jean Wilson.
Wilson is his last name.
Yes, sir.
And give me that first name again.
Billy Jean.
All right, Dylan Jean. All right, Billy, God bless you.
Great to meet you, Mr.
All right.
Great to meet you.
All right.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Ambassador Frierson, area code 616. I would like to request prayer for my mother, Missionary Frierson. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. And give me, we'll take a total of seven. We can take four more requests.
Good morning, Dr. Johnson and everyone on the line. This is an Apostle Adams 912 area code. Remember me in prayer, my son Calvin and my mother.
Okay, you and your son.
And my mother, yes, sir.
Okay. All right.
This is Sister Linda Foshi from Utah 801. I like prayer for my cold. I can't seem to get rid of it. It's really bad.
All right. Give us two more requests and we'll pray. All right, go ahead, whoever.
This is Sister Lucille, and I'm asking prayer for myself. Thank you.
All right, Hersa. All right, I heard another one on the line.
Charlotte. Charlotte Gray, I do want to lift up Mother Britt. I've not heard her in a while and others. I did hear Sister Jennifer earlier this week, Laren, but I want to lift up Mother Britt and Sister Sheila, a couple of ladies I haven't heard on the line. God bless you all.
All right. Thank you so very much. We're going to have prayer in just a minute. Those who they want to pray, get ready. I want you to pray for Sister Lauren there in Michigan. And she's having prayer. She wants, from her compassionate heart, she wants us to pray for all men, amen, for the men to be saved and for God to use the men. And then four special men in her life that she wants prayer for, the fathers and two other special men in her life. Amen. Then we want to pray for Sister Peterson. She's not feeling well. And then she has a cousin who's in the hospice. Yeah, I believe the name is Billy Jean Wilson. Yeah. And then we want to pray for Ambassador like Sister Frierson, her mother. Yeah. We pray for her mother that she would be healed in the name of Jesus. And then Apostle Adams, her son, and her mother also, she's praying for them. We want us to pray for them. And then we're having a prayer for Ambassador Lake Linda Farshi. And of course, when you throw the mention of Ambassador Lake, Sister Peterson, but Sister Linda Farshi has a cold. This is cold and flu season. We need to pray for that. And God would take the saints through it and protect us. Amen. Sister Lucille, she needs prayer. And Charlotte Gray, she's been so compassionate and asking for prayer for Mother Britt and for Sister Sheila. Amen. We haven't heard them on the line lately. So those who feel led to pray, please just jump in there and let's have some prayer for these precious, precious people. The line is open to you. Anyone, you feel led to pray. Just jump in there and start praying. Say to God, we'll help us one for another. Amen. If you don't pray, the devil sure will have his folk pray.
Praise the Lord. This is Ambassador Stern. I will take those prayer requests this morning. Amen. Praise the Lord as the Lord. Amen. We have just a few minutes, so I'm just going to just pray briefly and just call out just what they ask for in Jesus' name. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you this morning again and again and again. You are so worthy of the praise, the honor, and the glory. Oh, how can we forget you, oh, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And, oh, Lord, you see everything down here up under the heavens. And we come before your presence today, oh, God, in thanksgiving in the mighty name of Jesus. And we lift you up today, oh, God, in Jesus' name. And, oh, God, as we petition the throne of grace, oh, God, and bring these petitions before you in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, we're looking for results. this in the mighty name of Jesus. You say we have not because we ask not, and we're not asking amiss this morning. And, oh, God, the first one we want to bring before you, your servant, oh, God, our chief ambassador this morning, we thank you for him, Lord God, and we praise your holy name, O God, for the man of God that you placed on earth, O God, to feed us and to bless us. O God, we pray this morning, O God, that you will bless the family and friends night on tonight. In the name of Jesus, we know it's already ordained by you, O God, but we come before you, O God, and we ask that you crown it today, O God. Crown it tonight, O God, those that are coming, those that are traveling. Oh, God, we pray for traveling mercy, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Let this be an unusual service, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, you speak, oh, God, in the midst of what is going on in the service tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, we give you glory, we give you honor, we give you praise. Lord, look upon Ambassador Lady Betty today. In the name of Jesus, bless that glad heart, oh, God. Bless your servant, O God. We pray that you bless her going out and her coming in today, O God. Strengthen her, O God, as she labor in the vineyard, in the mighty name of Jesus. O God, remember our mother of the nation this morning, O God, Mother Adelie Johnson. We thank you, O God, in the name of Jesus, that you've still let her stay here among us. And that's a blessing, O God, all by itself, for she is a blessing unto us, and we thank you, God. Now, God, keep her covered, keep her encouraged, keep her strengthened, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, right now we come with the first fruit prayer line, the first fruit family. Oh God, we lift up everyone that is a part, oh God, of the connection of the first fruit family. And God, this morning, as we lift up Sister Ambassador Elect, oh God, Sister Larson, I believe that's her name, in the mighty name of Jesus, Larson, we pray right now, God, that there is a burden and a compassion for men, we're calling men unto you, oh God. You made them the head, God, and they will always be the head, but God let them step into that, oh God, step into that plan that you planned for them. Step in that anointing. Step into that calling. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray, oh God, for her fathers, oh God, in the name of Jesus, for her children's father, and oh God, everyone that is on the line, the same prayer, oh God, for the, if some got sons and some got, oh God, brothers and uncles out there, God, grandfathers, fathers, we're calling them unto you, deep unto deep, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, bring them forth as you call Adam, come forth in the name of Jesus. Jesus is calling. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, we put, oh God, this prayer out, a fleece out for them in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, we pray for Ambassador-elect Sister Peterson this morning. Oh God, touch her, touch her, touch her, touch the throat, touch the voice, that it come clarity, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Touch, oh God, if she's lonely. Send someone to comfort her. Oh God, we know that you are comforter, but God, someone that's visible on earth, in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray for her cousin, oh God, Billie Jean Wilson. Oh God, touch her, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Nothing is too hard for you, oh God, and nothing, oh God, that you don't feel our infirmities, in the name of Jesus. We believe in for healing. Oh God, we're praying your will, your will, your will be upon her in the mighty name of Jesus. And Lord, this morning we come praying for Sister, oh God, Fison, oh God, Ambassador Elect, a woman of God. We're praying for her this morning. Missionary, her mother this morning. We call her out in the name of Jesus. Touch her, Lord God. Heal her body. Encourage her heart. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, I do know when your heart is encouraged and when prayer is on you, Lord God, you will work up to Jesus. You will have a different perspective, God. Just need one touch from God. This morning we come and we bless her today, and we touch and agree in the spirit. Oh, God, this morning touch our sister, that our new sister in the Lord. Oh, God, Apostle Adams, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, touch her, Lord God. We thank you, oh, God, that she called on the First Fruit prayer line to be her sister, oh, God, and to be her brother in the mighty name of Jesus. We come and we're praying for her strength, praying for her encouragement, praying for her who's around her, oh, God, that they the men and women of God in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, God, touch her son this morning. Touch him, oh, God. You know every need, oh, God, and we believe in you, God, that there will be a praise report from this prayer. Touch her, oh, God. We call her mother today, oh, God, that you strengthen her mother, encourage her mother, build her up, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Who doesn't need encouragement? Who doesn't need building up? Even the saints of God on the line this morning, we need one another, God, and we need a touch from you today in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, this morning, remember Ambassador-elect Linda Porsche. Oh, God, touch her this morning. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, I get, oh, God, what was wrong. I believe she saved the toe, but if it's not the toe, you know what part of the body that it is, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. We'll just show instruments, Lord, and we'll just pray, oh, God, in the spirit, in the name of Jesus. Touch her, encourage her, build her up today, Lord God. Put that joy back in her spirit, Lord God, in her voice, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Say to the Lord, rebuke you in the mighty name of Jesus off God's people today. Oh, my God, my God, my God. I'm praying this morning for Sister Lucia, Lord God. Touch her, Lord God. She's your servant. She's your daughter. We know that, you know that, God. But we lift her up before you, Lord God. Oh, God, you have a plan for her life, Lord God. Let her hear you in the spirit. Yes, let her hear you, oh, God. Hear your voice, oh, God. And go back to her in the mighty name of Jesus. And, Lord, this morning we lift up our daughter and your daughter, Lord God, Ambassador elect, oh God, Sister Charlotte Gray. We thank you for this young woman of God. We thank you for this missionary, oh God, in the name of Jesus, whose heart, oh God, is after you, oh God, as the deer panteth after the water brook, so a soul and our soul panteth after you, oh Lord. Now, God, as she asks us to pray, and we have the same thing in common, oh God, Ambassador elect mother. The Brit. Ah, oh God, touch her today. Oh God, bring her forth today. Oh God, let her feel this prayer today in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, we are our brother and our sister's keeper in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, remember Ambassador-elect Sister Sheila this morning. Oh, touch her, Lord God, and so many that have not come on the line in a while, and it may not be, oh, God, the enemy. It could be just a schedule. Oh, God, their itinerary. Knowing these great women of God as I do, oh, God, I know, oh, God, that they need our prayers to lift them up, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, more than I did not get their prayer requests, oh God. Oh God, sometimes the name don't even have to be called, but the spirit is called in the name of Jesus. Touch on the First Fruit prayer line. And again today, God, before I close out the prayer, I'm still asking you, oh God, to touch tonight. Tonight, Lord God, tonight in Kansas City, tonight, oh God, at Amazing Grace, where amazing things happen. We believe God. And those of us that cannot be there in the natural, we are there in the spirit, Lord God, because what concerns First Fruit concerns us in the name of Jesus. We'll get the same blessing because our heart is there, oh God. And we thank you, oh God, for the visionary. We thank you, oh God, that you're feeding us. We thank you, oh God, for Pastor Owens this morning. Oh God, touch him indeed in the mighty name of Jesus. Bless him, oh God. Bless his pocket, oh God. Bless his heart. Bless his wife. Bless his family, oh God, for him to come on in this morning and to feed your flock. We pray that those that are in foreign lands, oh God, have received this ungrafted word.
Yes. Yes.
Throughout this week in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you even for Dr. Jones that was on the line. Good information,
yes.
Oh God, in the name of Jesus. And now, God, we thank you and we pray for all of those that need a healing this morning. Oh God, all they have to do is touch the hem of your garment in the spirit. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, there's so many people sick. So many people are weary. So many people, oh God, are going through. I heard our chief ambassador pray yesterday that you touch us financially, Lord God. Touch us collectively, Lord God. Touch us, hey, my God, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we praise you. Remember, oh God, the prayer tonight with the youth prayer line, God. Touch, oh God, Ambassador Pfeiffer. Touch Ambassador Gina. Touch, oh God, the youth coming back to school, Lord God. And we bind, oh God, of the gangbangers and the safe sewers and enemies that destroy our youth. We bind it up in Jesus' name, giving no credit to the enemy, like Ambassador Pfeiffer said. No credit to you, devil. You will not steal God's people. You will not steal them at an early age in the name of Jesus. We decree life over them. We command them to live and not die in the name of Jesus. And God, we thank you this morning, and we give you all the glory, and we give you all the praise, all the praise belong unto you. It's to every praise and every worship is to our God. And we thank you, and we praise you in Jesus' mighty name. Thank God. Amen and amen. Back
amen.
In
the amen. God bless you, and what a wonderful, wonderful prayer. Thank you so much, Ambassador Stein there in North Chicago. God bless you. And don't forget tonight, our youth prayer line at 7 to 8. And then at 8 o'clock, we're going to open up the lines both on this line here, call this number, and we will be recording the service, and also on the blog line, both at 8 o'clock tonight, 8 o'clock. You want to be a part of it, and I know you do. We're going to open up both lines, the youth prayer line at 7 to 8 with Ambassador Hodges, amen, Gina Hodges, from 7 to 8. And at 8 o'clock, we're going to open up the this line here, the mother line, the first fruits war line prayer, praise dimension line here. And then also at 8 o'clock, we're going to open up the blog line. Thank you, Ambassador Dr. Julie Hagen, for that. And we'll look forward for all of you joining us tonight as we come together. Amen, holding hands together and praying together and praising God together. Look forward to your being with us tonight. And those who are in town, God bless you. It's going to be a joy just to see you. We prepared a reception for you. We decided that we're going to have a reception after service tonight so you all can praise the Lord and shout and dance, and then we'll try to take the hunger off of you, out of your belly. God bless you. We love you. Our hospitality team will be on site tonight for you, and we look forward to your being there. Again, Pastor Owens, if you're still there, we want to thank you again for blessing our hearts. All of you, may the Lord bless you real good, and take the Lord along with you everywhere you go. Amen. My God. Amen. I got this for you this morning. Amen. Y'all are used to this. I used to come go off with this, and I'm going off with this again. God bless you. Have a wonderful day. Love you. The Lord bless you. Whatever you're going through, it's going to be all right. God bless you. I'm
Dr.
Have a wonderful day.
Dr. Johnson.
Yes.
Will there be a guest speaker on the youth prayer line tonight?
There will be Mr. Charles Davis. He'll be on the youth prayer line from 7 to 8, okay? God bless you. I want to be there because they'll be talking about gangs and gang warfare. God bless you tonight. 7 o'clock. Have a wonderful day.